هون لگل اس بی اس کردینه ل sbs.com.au/kurdish چی روکن هیجا ببینن.
In recent weeks, we have seen the significant impact of coronavirus on our everyday life, which has resulted in social distancing, self-isolation, and many other new rules to keep the community safe. Easter long weekend is this weekend, and the government, that is, the state and the federal, advise citizens to stay home for their own safety, and those who don't abide will be punished. To discuss the above-mentioned and other matters, we have New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner Peter Thurtell on the line with us. Mr. Thurtell, welcome to SBS Radio Kurdish program.
Good morning, May.
What is the importance of social distancing and why we need to be adhering the rules?
Well, as many people would have seen, the Prime Minister and our Premier of New South Wales have been very clear on the fact that the policies that they've introduced are designed to stop the spread of the virus so that our hospitals are able to cope with the spread. So it's very important that everybody abide by the rules that they've put in place. And social distancing is just one of those rules. But obviously, with such a virile virus that spreads so easily amongst the community, a lot of people have brought it back from overseas, but it's now in New South Wales. They're starting to see an increase in community spread cases. So it's important that social distancing is maintained so that we don't come into contact with people who do have the virus, or if we do come into contact with someone who has the virus, that we're sufficiently away from them so that it won't be able to spread easily to us. Because obviously, as our listeners would know, it's impossible to know who has and hasn't got the virus if they're asymptomatic. So as a general rule, that's why the rules have all been introduced, but social distancing is one of the main measures that the government believes will keep this virus at bay.
Now, if people don't abide by the rules, what type of fines will they get?
So an individual can be fined up to $1,000, and companies can be fined $5,000. So that's a lot of money. So it's important that people do the right thing. The government has been very clear on what is exempt, what measures are exempt from the social distancing and their confinement rules, and people need to know those. And if they go to the government website, they'll be able to see that.
Now, regarding this Easter weekend, long weekend, why shouldn't anyone be travelling?
Well, in a nutshell, because travelling is not one of the exemptions that the government has allowed. So we are urging everybody to stay home this weekend. Caravan parks have been closed, many beaches have been closed, and many facilities where people would traditionally gather at Easter have also been closed. One of the exemptions is not going for a drive. It's not travelling. So people should be observing that. And the other thing is this. At the moment, the regional areas have very few cases. So the more that people go travelling to the regional areas for Easter, the more likely it is that cases will go to those regional areas as well. The virus will spread. So people need to be responsible and adhere to the government's guidelines. And one of those is that they shouldn't be travelling this weekend.
Mr. Thurtell, will there be more police on the roads this weekend, and have the roles of police changed as a result of our new way of life or since the coronavirus pandemic?
Definitely there will be more police on the road this weekend, and that's mainly because it's traditionally a time where people do go away. And so police will be out making sure that travellers are legitimately travelling for reasons that are in the exemptions provided by the government. So there will be a lot of police out this weekend making sure that people are doing the right thing. In relation to has our role changed? I think yes, it has to a certain degree. Oh. We are enforcing the fines, of course, and so that is something that we haven't had to do before, and it's not something that the police necessarily take comfort in doing. But we have a strong role to play in maintaining the spread of this virus, containing the spread of the virus, and that requires us to find people who aren't doing the right thing. As our Commissioner has said, when this crisis is over, he's happy to give those powers back. But in the meantime, they're an essential power for us to be able to continue to enforce the government's restrictions.
Mr. Thurtell, obviously police can't be everywhere, and for those people who are thinking of travelling for a holiday, I mean, how could the police control that? They can't be everywhere, as I said.
No, you're right. The police can't be everywhere. But so we rely on the community doing the right thing, because nobody's immune to this disease. So whilst people might think, well, they've got an entitlement to go away at Easter or whatever, they're potentially spreading the virus. It's the same with somebody doing the wrong thing where they live. If somebody does the wrong thing in their own area, they are potentially spreading the virus. So we really need some sense of responsibility by everybody in the community, that we all have a role to play in containing the spread of this virus. And if that means for 1 year that we don't go away on our traditional Easter holiday, or we don't go to our traditional church service or anything else that we traditionally do at Easter, then that's a sacrifice that we just have to make. To be honest, it's not a big sacrifice when you take into account the potential for this virus to kill a lot of people if we don't contain it.
Mr. Thurtell, is there anything you'd like to say to the Kurdish community in Australia?
Yes, there is. Obviously, you know, our relationship with the New South Wales Police and all communities, it's important to us. So we need to rely on each other, on our communities, and the relationships we've built with the New South Wales Police and our communities, particularly the Kurdish community in this instance. And we need to make sure those relationships stay on track. And so I'll just urge everybody to please just obey the government regulations, so that we will get through this. And we want to get through this with our relationships as strong as they were beforehand. And that means everybody has to comply, so that we can all see the other end of this crisis.
New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner Mr. Peter Thurtell, thank you for talking to us on SBS Radio, and thank you for the informative information you've given us.
Thanks very much, May.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.